BBC News with Marion Marshall. President Trump's eldest son has published a chain of emails which show he was keen to accept an apparent offer from the Russian government to help his father's presidential campaign last year. Donald Trump Jr. is promised official documents that would incriminate his father's rival, Hillary Clinton. The emails led to a meeting with a Russian lawyer allegedly linked to the Kremlin. The Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, has warned of retaliatory measures against the United States if Washington does not return Moscow's diplomatic assets. Last December, the Obama administration shut down two Russian diplomatic compounds and sent home 35 Russian diplomats over allegations of meddling in the U.S. election. The U.S. Senate is to have its August recess cut by 2 weeks. Making the announcement, the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, said the move was needed to pass important legislation, including health care reform. The U.S. and Qatar have reached an agreement on efforts to combat the financing of terrorism. The accord was signed in Doha by the visiting U.S. Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, at a time when Qatar is in a bitter dispute with its neighbors. The Haitian government has launched a campaign to re-establish its army, which was dissolved over 20 years ago. Critics say the island's small budget should be spent on the national police force of about 15,000 officers. The International Olympic Committee has approved bids from both Paris and Los Angeles to host future summer games after all the other cities in the running pulled out. They will be awarded either the 2024 or the 2028 games. Dozens of temporary cricket groundsmen in Sri Lanka have complained that they had to walk home in their underpants after 3 international matches or else miss out on being paid for 6 days' work. The National Cricket Board apologised and promised them compensation. BBC News.